Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment, evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. Today we have a very hot topic and a special guest on the phone that I'll be interviewing. Her name is Marcia Montenegro, and she'll be talking about the occult and the New Age. Marcia's ministry is CANA, which stands for Christian Answers for the New Age, and she's well acquainted with the New Age, practicing as a professional astrologer for 8 years. Before that, she was involved with various New Age, occult, and Eastern beliefs, including inner light consciousness, Tibetan and Zen Buddhism, Hindu teachings, and psychic development classes. She also participated in past life regressions, numerology, tarot cards, spirit contact, seances, astral travel, and received a spirit guide. Wow. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
This is great that you're on. You are into lots of crazy stuff, let me tell you that.
I sure was. Boy, when you read that list, I was thinking, wow, it almost sounds, you know, like how could anyone be into all that stuff? But
well,
I was.
You were, and that's why you're on the program. Let me ask you, a lot of Christians out there, they heard of the New Age. You know, they know it's bad, but they don't know what it is. Can you just give us a quick Reader's Digest definition of what exactly the New Age is?
Yes. The New Age is basically a conglomeration of a lot of beliefs that are based mostly on Eastern religions and ideas about going into having a spiritual life through certain techniques, whether it's meditation or affirmations or things like that. So basically the New Age describes a lot of different things that are not necessarily always compatible, but there's an Eastern base to it, and there's the idea that you have to spiritually evolve on your own so that you can get more and more spiritual. And that's a very, very broad kind of way to look at it.
Okay. How did you get involved in all this, and why did you get involved in it?
Well, I was intrigued by Eastern religions in college. I was very interested in that, and I continued to be interested in that. I was also interested in the supernatural and how do you access the supernatural. And I actually had some paranormal experiences when I was younger that led me to believe there was something else that we couldn't see. There's something in beyond the material world, and I wanted to know what that was and how do you access it. And I felt that through the Eastern religions, you could access the spirituality within yourself, and so I got involved in those. And I mixed those in with other things that I was studying. I had a belief that there was a light within everybody, and that this was a divine light, like a part of God, and you just had to realize that. So it's a process that you go through to awaken to this divine self. And this was very, very appealing to me because it validated me as a person. You know, I'm special. I have something of God in me. I can become more spiritual. I can grow. I can increase my awareness, and I can go to the ultimate reality. You know, what I'm seeing around me in the world is not really what life is about. There's something more.
Okay.
So that's a very, very strong, was a very strong appeal for me.
Okay. You talked about an ultimate reality. Let me ask you, what was your hope in the New Age? What were you trying to achieve something? Was there a nirvana or a salvation that you were trying to get to, a certain plateau?
Yes, there's always the idea in the New Age that you have to progress. And the interesting thing is that they don't talk a lot about what the final state is, but they talk about these stages you go through. So you become more awakened and aware, and of course then you become more peaceful, you become more loving. Yeah, love is a real big thing in the New Age, so you're able to be more loving and know what real love is. And eventually, usually there's a belief in reincarnation, so you die, come back, live a life, die, come back, etc. So the ultimate goal is that you will not come back anymore, and you will be absorbed into the one, like O-N-E, capital O.
Right, right.
Of the substitute for God, or for a personal God. So ultimately, in most cases, that's the idea in the New Age. Now, there are variations on that, and some people in the New Age will even say they don't really know what ultimately happens, but they know that that's where they should be going.
Okay. So it's pretty broad.
They do think it's going to get better.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, does drug use play a part in these practices? I mean, personally, maybe if you want to tell us if drug use played a part with you, or do drugs usually come into play with this type of practice?
I would say that in my experience in the New Age, it did not personally for me. I was not interested in any mind-altering drugs because I wanted to be in control. I didn't like the idea of being under the influence of a drug. However, I did know people who were into some hallucinogens that would bring on these altered states very quickly, and a lot of these people, and it's still true, do think that these drugs induce a spiritual state of awareness and a higher. In the New Age, everything's always, you always want to go higher. They use that word all the time, the higher self, or go to a higher plane and a higher consciousness. But it's never defined. But there's always the idea you're kind of down here on the regular old material secular plane, and you want to get beyond it. So there is an idea that some drugs can take you there. So you do find some people using drugs. I would say, for the most part, most people who are kind of into the New Age without even being aware of it are not into the drugs.
Okay.
That's a segment of people.
Okay. If you just joined us, we are interviewing Marcia Montenegro, an ex-New Ager. And if you want to contact Marcia, her email address is Cana, that's C-A-N-A, the number 2000, at rcn.com, or you can go to her website at cana.userworld.com, and she told me not to put a www in front of that. It's just cana.userworld.com. Marcia, do all New Age practices teach the same thing? I mean, you mentioned there's contradictory beliefs, and I just wondered, how did you reconcile the fact that there are contradictory beliefs among all these practices?
Yes, there are, because I was into Tibetan Buddhism and also Zen Buddhism, and although they have some elements in common, they do differ on some things. The way that I reconciled that was that I just chose what I liked better. And the way I rationalized the contradictions, and this is very common in the New Age, is that you believe there are different levels of reality and different levels of truth, so that they appear to be contradictory, but actually they aren't contradictory. They only appear to be contradictory because you're looking at it from, you know, your lower evolved form. So you haven't spiritually advanced enough to see that they're really not contradictory.
Gotcha, gotcha.
It's very illogical, but in the New Age, logic is definitely not a priority.
Yeah, well, we see that in postmodernism today. You know, truth is relative.
Postmodernism has a lot of the elements of the New Age.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're very compatible.
Let me ask you a big question. When you were involved in all these New Age practices, what was your attitude toward Christianity?
I had a very negative view of Christianity. I thought that it was narrow-minded, less spiritually evolved, backwards. I felt that Christians thought they were doing their best, but they were on a lower level of spiritual evolvement. And I actually, over the years, grew hostile, very hostile to anybody that I thought was a born-again Christian. I definitely rejected the idea of Jesus being the only way, or that you had to believe in Jesus. And I did believe in a Jesus, but it was not the Jesus of the Bible. It was a New Age cosmic Jesus. And I just saw them as lesser, you know, evolved people. They didn't understand. They hadn't been awakened yet to this spiritual knowledge, which is very Gnostic, by the way. That's another element of the New Age, is
okay. The
idea that you awaken to this special inner knowledge.
Gotcha. You mentioned that you had paranormal experiences. So did you assume, since you were having spiritual experiences, that they had to be good?
Yes, I did. I thought that all of these experiences I had that I classified as spiritual were good. To me, anything that was spiritual was good. I didn't think in terms of it being an evil or a bad experience. I might think it was negative, but then I would think, well, that was a negative experience because I was being tested or because I wasn't ready yet to have the positive side of that experience. And I thought every positive and, you know, had a negative. So dark always has light. There's always a balance between the two. And this comes from Taoism, and I was influenced by Taoism as well. So that you always think that there can't be all good and all bad or all dark and all light. They always have to be there with each other, and they have to be balanced.
How did you find out that these practices that you were involved in were spiritually dangerous?
Well, I didn't think... Actually, there's kind of two ways to answer that. One is, in the New Age, there are teachings, and these come from the Eastern teachers, that doing certain practices, like certain kinds of meditation, like Kundalini meditation, or sometimes even just regular meditation where you're meditating on the chakras, the seven spiritual centers, which actually don't exist, but it's from Hinduism. There is a belief that sometimes if you go too fast or you don't have a teacher, that you kind of basically blow your mind. You go crazy. You could even die. I did have some experiences meditating that were scary to me, and I stopped. Like one time I thought something was going to happen to my heart because I felt this vibration in my chest as I was chanting, and it was very, very intense, and it was so strong I thought it was going to affect my heart, and I stopped. So in that sense, I believe there was a danger, but in the sense of there being danger because it's evil, I did not believe that, and I never was really convicted of the evil of these things until after I was saved. When I trusted Christ, it's because I saw who he was, and I realized I needed a Savior and that I had been going on a path completely away from God. And I saw who Jesus really was, and so I just turned my life over to him. But for a long time, I did not understand why these things I had been involved with were evil. I just knew they were wrong. And it really took me over a year to see that. And I think that for me, it was because it would have been too much for me to process all that.
Okay.
Such a dramatic change. And I was older. I wasn't young when I trusted Christ. And had been in these things for so long, I don't think my mind could take it in.
Okay.
So, you know, and I don't think it's always, I think it's different for different people. Some people do realize it. But all I knew is that God didn't like it. That's all I knew.
Amen, yeah. Let me ask you this, if you can tell me in, gosh, very, very quickly, what do you hope to accomplish in the ministry you're in? Are you evangelizing or educating? What would it be?
I am doing both. It's really 50-50. Part of it is educating Christians about the New Age and the occult, the red flags to watch for, how to be more discerning, and also witnessing to people. And the other part is an outreach to people in the New Age and the occult, which comes in large part through my website.
Okay.
The educational part does too, but I also speak in churches, and so I reach Christians that way. But it's both. I do both.
Today is part two of an interview with ex-New Ager Marcia Montenegro. Marcia's ministry is CANA, which stands for Christian Answers for the New Age. Her website is at cana.userworld.com, no www. She's a missionary with Fellowship International Mission, an independent mission board based in Allentown, PA. In her BC days, Marcia was involved in astrology, inner light consciousness, Tibetan and Zen Buddhism, Hindu teachings, tarot cards, spirit contact, seances, and astral travel, just to name a few. She's also been a guest on Bill Bright's World Changers, Janet Parshall's America, and the Dawson McAllister Live Show for Teenagers. Hey, welcome back to the show, Marcia.
Hello, nice to be back, Fran.
Okay, I hear you're coming out with a book. Please tell us, what's the book called, and what's it about, and when can we get it?
The book is called Spellbound, the Paranormal Seduction of Today's Kids. It's coming out from Cook Ministries, and it is supposed to come out in September of this year. I might possibly get a little delayed. I've heard that books sometimes do get delayed, but it's right now scheduled to come out in September. It's about how parents can be discerning about the occult in the culture, especially as it targets children and teens.
That's very important. That's very important. We'll look for your website, cana.userworld.com. We'll keep checking that and see when it comes out.
Okay.
Last week we talked a lot about Marsh's personal testimony in the New Age, and today I want to get into some doctrinal issues. But before we do, just to recap, Marsha, what exactly is the New Age? Just a quick definition to set us up today.
It's a New Age is a combination of many beliefs, most of them based in Eastern religions, the idea that you do certain things to spiritually progress. It's very oriented to go beyond the material world so that you are getting beyond this reality. And there's always this belief that you're going past this reality and this world, and usually you do things like meditate or you do affirmations. A very important point about the New Age is that that term is usually not used. New Age or New Age people don't say they're New Agers. Usually they use terms like spirituality, and we've seen that a lot today. So the books that have New Age teachings in them will not usually use that word. They might use words like, you know, spiritual, becoming spiritual, or they'll use the word light a lot, you know.
Okay.
Having a light within or something like that.
Okay. Definitions are critical when we talk to people in other religions. So what would be a definition of God in New Age practices? Is he like a real personal being? And while you're at it, tell us, who is Jesus in the New Age?
In the New Age, God is usually seen as either impersonal or as both impersonal and personal. The Conversations with God books by Neil Donald Walsh, which were bestsellers, are very typical of this New Age view of God being this impersonal force who made the world out of himself, but personal enough to give messages to Neil Donald Walsh, which is basically what the books are. So you have, that's contradictory, of course, but in the New Age that doesn't matter. So you have both views there. And also another common thing you'll hear about God in the New Age is that God can't be defined. So they'll just say, well, God's just there, he's the source of everything, but we can't define him, or her, they might say. Jesus is usually seen as an advanced spiritual teacher. He'll often be put in a category with Buddha and sometimes with Krishna and Muhammad, and he'll just be one of those spiritual teachers who came to mankind, maybe to teach us compassion and love. Some New Agers and astrologers in particular see Jesus as the avatar of the Piscean Age. That is, he initiated the Age of Pisces on Earth, which lasts 2,000 years. So now we're going into the Age of Aquarius and leaving the Age of Pisces. So everything set up by Jesus is supposed to kind of not really fall apart, but the lessons are supposed to stay and the outward symbols like the Christian Church are supposed to go.
Gotcha. What about man in the New Age? How do they look at themselves? Are we fallen creatures that need to repent and for salvation? How does that all work?
Yeah, definitely not fallen creatures. if anything, we're spirits that are we're in human bodies, but we're really spirits. We're spiritual creatures, and we are divine. Either we are part of God or we have God in us, and we have a God consciousness or a Christ consciousness that we are supposed to awaken to. And actually, they believe Jesus awakened to his Christ consciousness and set the example for us, and that's why he came. So we're supposed to do that, and then we can evolve to this Christ consciousness or God consciousness. And it's all there in us. We just have to realize it.
Yeah, it sounds like Christian Science or Unity or something like that.
Yeah, well, Unity and Christian Science and Religious Science all came from the New Thought Movement, and the New Thought Movement was a big influence on the New Age. So there's a lot of parallels between those New Thought churches and the New Age. There's a lot in common.
Okay. How about, is the New Age becoming more popular? And if it is, you know, where do we see it in the culture? What age groups and what types of people normally are attracted to this?
Normally, until recently, it has been mostly more like adults that have been going into the New Age. One of the main ways the New Age has gotten into the culture is through motivational seminars given in businesses and corporations. They include a lot of Eastern things, Eastern meditation, and this idea that you have this unlimited power within you. This is very common in the motivational kind of lectures, and that's very New Age. We see it in the field of health with a lot of the alternative healing, the energy healing, accessing this energy or channeling an energy for healing. That's not only New Age, that's occultic. That's really an occult practice, but the New Age incorporates a lot of occult practices. And so we see it there. We see it in this very popular interest in yoga, people doing yoga, and they don't realize it, but in a lot of cases they're taking on some of the spirituality of yoga. There's something else called mindfulness or mindful meditation. I keep seeing it in just the newspaper here as something people are learning to do, and that's really coming from Zen Buddhist meditation, which I used to do. And the techniques, the steps they give are exactly what I learned when I did Zen Buddhist meditation. I think that Christians need to be aware when somebody's teaching something that you have to access something on your own through some kind of technique, whether it's peacefulness or being more aware of things, and they try to give you these techniques, their big red flag should go up, because a lot of times this is coming from the New Age. Stress reduction techniques, a lot of them are New Age.
Okay. They probably masquerade under corporate seminars and things like that.
Yeah, that's happened in medicine and in the schools. And the now there are more books for teenagers on New Age type stuff. Like there's been books on Buddhism, and there's a book called Teen Psychic. I actually wrote a book review of that that has a lot of New Age teachings in it, and it's oriented towards teens.
Okay. If you just joined us, we are interviewing Marcia Montenegro. You can contact her by email at Cana, that's C-A-N-A, and the number 2000 at rcn.com. Her website is cana.userworld.com. And I have to ask you, you know, I drive around a lot. What about all these storefront psychic stores and these psychic hotlines, palm readers? Are they phonies, or are they the real deal?
The storefront things that you usually see with a big sign out front, you know, like Madame Rosa tells your future, usually the people who are doing that are basically, no good way to put this, they're basically scam artists. A lot of them are, and I'm not trying to put the gypsies down, but a lot of them are gypsies, at least in this area. And that is the way they make a living. It's a con job. They know what to say to you to make you think it's really about you. Then there's the other side of it. There's people who are really spiritually interested and do tarot cards and do astrology and do psychic readings, whether in their home or somewhere else, who are really into the spirituality, the New Age spirituality, just like I was and all my friends were. And they are not doing it, most of them are not doing it primarily for money, because you actually don't make a lot of money doing that unless you're in Hollywood and you have, you know, movie star clients. So they are interested in doing it because they believe they're helping people, you know, get more spiritually conscious.
Okay.
And so there, you really have those two groups of people. And a lot of people think, because there are some con artists doing these kind of things, that everybody that's doing it is just a con artist, and that's not true.
Right. What's the best way to witness to somebody in the New Age? Do you know New Agers who got saved?
Yes, I do. Some have come to Christ through my ministry, and I have also talked to, you know, former New Agers who became Christians. There's not a formula, but my suggestion is the best way to witness to them is to, first of all, you have to be willing to invest some time. You need to talk to them and ask them what they believe, if they're willing to do this, because there's no way to know what they believe. You have to ask them, who do you think God is? Do you believe in Jesus? Well, if you do, who is he? And listen to their answers. You know, just take time to listen to them for a long time and ask questions. And when you hear things that are contradictory or don't make sense, you know, ask about it. You know, for example, somebody might say, well, you know, I believe that this way I'm going to come to the ultimate truth. And then you can say, well, if there is truth, then there has to be lies, right? If there's truth, there's lies. So how do you determine what's true? And my goal in talking to New Agers is to try to get them to think through what they believe and what is the ultimate consequence of that, because they don't normally do that.
Okay. It's probably good to learn as much as you can about their religion also?
I don't think you need to know a lot. It might be good to know some basic things so you won't be taken off guard. But I think you can really, by listening to them say what they believe, you know, you can go, you know, use that.
Okay.
I don't think you need to go study the New Age.
Right.
Go to my website. That would help.
Amen. Yeah, by the way, Marcia's website is at canid.userworld.com. Marcia, what would you say to someone who may be listening right now and they're involved in New Age practices?
Well, I would say please keep an open mind, because I know somebody into the kind of spirituality I was, I know you probably believe that you should have an open mind to everything. So keep an open mind to who Jesus is and why he came to earth, and investigate. Just do that. Investigate why Jesus came to earth. Why did he say that he was coming to suffer at the hands of men, and that he would come back after 3 days? Because he told this to his disciples several times. So why did he say that? Why was that so important? That would be one thing I would ask.
Okay. By the way, you can email Marcia at kana2000@rcn.com. Marcia will also be in the area in Middletown, PA on July 21st and 22nd at the No Other Gods Conference at the Calvary Orthodox Presbyterian Church, and she's going to be teaching 3 workshops there, so keep that in mind. I will be advertising that as that approaches, and if you're interested in a copy of this 2-part interview, contact me by email or phone. My email is help@tower2truth.net. My phone number is 610-513-5525. That's 610-513-5525. And please check out our website at tower2truth.net. And join us again next week as we begin to discuss oneness, Pentecostals, and the Trinity. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.